T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Toyota of Hollywood has moved 2 blocks south of their old location. Get there now. KC, I know I owe you payment on a bet that I lost to you, dating all the way back to the Toledo game. And here's a quick background on that. So since Miami didn't beat Toledo by enough to cover my personal spread, which was 23.5 points, they only won by 22, KC gets to pick out the most ridiculous outfit for me. It will include the kilt that I broke out last year. It's going to include some kind of ridiculous hat, shirt. I've got to wear it to an upcoming pregame show. So let me ask you, KC, would you rather me pay off on this humiliation last home game of the year versus Virginia, or how about versus Notre Dame, November 11th?
Oh, it's Notre Dame all the way, man.
Oh, my God.
Game of the year.
Oh, my God.
And it's a couple weeks after Halloween, so you're not going to be confused if it's wearing a funny Halloween costume. This is going to be really totally humiliating. And by the way, I'm a big fan of the Muppets. Just to give you a little hint.
Oh God! So you've already picked out something then? Is what you're hinting at?
I've got something in mind. It's all going to depend on this phone call and our pregame show, man. It's just the attitude you go into it with, you come out with. You know, I need some enthusiasm, man. I need that fire back, man. Like we're Kings, man. 5-0.
Well, hold on. Are you accusing me of not having fire? Nobody has more fire on this radio station than me.
Let's go.
So what? Listen, I am the guy. I'm only in this situation because I had the team winning by 24 points and they only won by 22 in the Toledo game. Nobody has more fire than me.
Let's make a deal, man. Syracuse is 14.5-point dogs going into this one.
Oh my God, are you trying to talk me to another bet?
And you saw last week against Clemson, man. They never trailed in that game against the number 2 ranked team in the country. They never trailed against Clemson.
I think Miami wins this one comfortably. So Syracuse beat Clemson. They played well. They were in basically it's the womb, the carrier dome. Like that is the comfort of the womb for Syracuse when they're in that stupid dome. But now they have to come down to my house, KC. They have to come down to the South Florida climate. They have to come down to 88 degrees and 120% humidity. I don't think it's going to happen for them this week. How do you feel about the Syracuse game?
I love the fire. Well, Syracuse is certainly not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. You know, they played very well against Clemson. Clemson kind of limped in. It didn't really look like they had that fire. Kelly Bryant went out with a concussion. And then they just kind of they thought they were going to be like a Miami team and win it with the last drive, and they couldn't get the ball back. They lost a possession on a fake punt. Special teams coming in to factor in the game, and they just couldn't find a way to win at the end of the game. And you got to give Syracuse a lot of credit. You know, Dino Babers has done a great job up there in Syracuse with guys that Syracuse probably didn't ever even send a letter to recruit. Right, a totally different group of athletes on the field, but they managed to find a way, and they did it behind a quarterback playing outstanding football with Eric Dungy. Guy was responsible for 340 yards total offense, 3 touchdowns. That played lights out, and I think that's what they expect from him if they're going to come in and compete with Miami in Miami Gardens.
You know, KC, something I've noticed in recent weeks, especially about Miami's offensive line, and you're my resident O lineman, you can speak about this kind of stuff. These guys seem to be getting stronger as the game goes on instead of getting worn out by opponents, because that was the knock. In the 7 straight losses to Florida State in recent years,
yep.
Florida State, their D-line was able to wear down and beat up Miami's O-line. You're not seeing that now. You're seeing that O-line persevering at the end of games. Do you feel the same way?
They are. And it just goes to show you. I mean, you take a look at the last 2 drives, the last 2 games, you know, 75 yards for a touchdown against Florida State. You go 85 yards for the field goal against Georgia Tech, a very good Georgia Tech defense, and they're finding ways to win at the end of the game. And that does start up front. It does. But, you know, I'm more concerned with – I mean, that's great. And don't get me wrong. We'll take that all day, 5-0. But it's happened, you know, lots and lots in this last season against Toledo, against Duke, against Georgia Tech, where you're going three and out, you're putting drives together that all end in punts, you're settling for field goals instead of touchdowns, how long in the season before that offense really starts to roll and click? I'm encouraged by the mere fact that this team as a whole isn't playing their best football just yet, and they're still 5-0.
How improbable is it, KC, to see somebody like Darrell Langham? And I know he's become he's become a national sensation now, but I want to make sure people understand the context here, that it's not like Langham is a freshman. Like, this guy, he is a redshirt junior, which means he's been at this university for 4 years, and over the last 2 years that he was eligible to play, zero catches for 0 yards. And now he has two consecutive miracles. Like, you don't see that happen.
Iconic catches, yeah.
Yeah, you don't see that happen a whole lot in big-time college football, to see a redshirt junior all of a sudden become one of your most impactful players within a two-week span.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't. But I think it's a testament of this team and how these guys continue to get better week in and week out. And with Darrell Langham, it's something that I think, candidly, coaches would have told you at the beginning of the season, they didn't really expect a whole lot from Darrell Langham, right? But he has grown into position. He's playing more like his size. He's a 6'5", big, giant target. He's not going to outrun anybody, but he's that big target that gives Malik Rozier a lot of confidence when he throws the ball in his direction that he's going to go up and grab it, and he has. He's seized the moment, and I think that you could say that about a lot of guys on that offense, including Malik Rozier. Malik Rozier going into spring didn't really look all that great. Kind of limped back into the offseason training program. And, you know, Mark Richt has said it himself. He didn't expect him to play at all. But he stepped up, and he got better in camp. And he's hands down the decisive leader of the offensive side of that football. And it goes to show you, I think, you know, how these kids continue to grow as the season progresses. I love it. I love it. It's very compelling football right now.
KC, I was so pleased with the first career start for Travis Homer last week, 170 yards on 20-plus carries. But is that sustainable for him? Can he handle that kind of a workload every week?
I think you're gonna probably see them. I think they're going to test him out. They're surely going to test him out. He's got the hot hand. You know, in the most important times in the second quarter, where he had a big play running the ball, got them down to the goal line and then caught the pass. So he's involved in that scoring drive. And then on the last drive, he had a 12-yard run that set him up in good field goal position. But they're a guy that I think they're going to rely on more and more. And I think it's going to be up to his conditioning and how he recovers during the week. It's going to be more of a factor as far as him getting more touches during the game.
Yeah, I want to play something for you, KC, because you were trying to get me fired up, and I think it worked. I think I'm more fired up than I've been in weeks. I don't know if I'm as fired up as Michael Irvin. Now, Tito, this was Irvin after the Florida State win, right? Michael freaking Irvin, one of the great Canes of all time. I know that he was, what, number 88 in the NFL, number 47 in the Miami jersey is all that I care about. But here is Michael Irvin losing his damn mind after the Florida State game. Tell me what you think about this.
Miami wins the game! Miami wins the game!
Oh my God. Look, if I heard that like voice like in a dark alley somewhere, I'd be running for my life.
Yeah, but you know what that sound is, man? That's 7 years of pain and frustration leaving the body.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the catharsis of what happened up in Tallahassee. And I think it's now shows with this team and the confidence they're playing in, and they're able to move the ball down the field and win these games where, you know, before you didn't have a whole lot of faith in these guys pulling off those fourth quarter comebacks. But now it seems like they're in total control when the opportunity arises.
Now, Casey, my prediction, I think Miami wins. They beat Syracuse by 21 points. I think they win by 3 touchdowns this weekend. Do you have a prediction, sir?
21.
Easy. Nope. This is going to be the game they finally dominate. This is the one. This is the one. We've been looking for this kind of well, the Duke game, they were pretty dominant late. But after two cardiac performances, after 2 weeks of game-winning drives, I think this is the one where the Canes win blowout city.
I think everybody would expect that to happen. You know, I think Syracuse coming off that big win against Clemson, they're, you know, it's a lot of teams can pull that off. They can pull off the big win, but how do you follow it up? You know, what kind of shape is Syracuse going to come back with that, you know, coming off a really high, coming down to South Florida And you're right, the climate, the temperature, the humidity, playing outdoors is all going to factor into it. I think it's all going to depend on how fast these guys start.
Right.
How fast they start in those first couple drives on offense. Do you get touchdowns? Do you get field goals? What happens? And you know, you got to take care of the ball. If Syracuse is a team that has a good offense, I mean, they're going to throw the ball around. Eric Dungy's great. They have the two. Their two top receivers are the leading duo in all college football as far as reception and receiving yards. They're going to score points. You don't want to get into a shootout with these guys, but I think it's all going to depend on how this offense takes control of the game and sets the tempo early on.
He is my pregame show partner. You're going to hear KC and I together. You'll see us together at Hard Rock Stadium by the South Gate this Saturday starting at 11:30 a.m. It'll be 3:30 kickoff. Miami Hurricanes welcome in the very frightened Syracuse Orange. They should be scared. They should be scared of this heat and this humidity.
I'm scared of you, Alex.
They should be. I'm fired up, man. You. Well, and then I know Notre Dame's going to be scared of me when you dress me up like a lunatic. Can you give me any hint on which Muppet? Because there are a lot of Muppets.
Purple.
Ooh, which Muppet is purple? Is it, who's purple? Gonzo? I don't
just
know.
Purple. Just,
Snuffleupagus. Just
purple.
I think he's purple. How
did you guess?
Because I love the Muppets like you. I grew up on the Muppets.
That's more Sesame Street, though. That's more Sesame Street, isn't it?
Oh, was it? I don't know. Yeah. I thought Snuffy was a Muppet. We'll find this will be a job for Tito. He'll research that during the break. Was Snuffleupagus more of a Sesame Street character or a Muppet? We'll get to the bottom of that. In the meantime, you want to follow KC on Twitter at CanesFish. He is a former University of Miami center. He is a UM Sports Hall of Famer, and he's a two-time Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos. KC, I'll see you Saturday, my friend.
Looking forward to it, partner. Go Canes.
Go Canes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.